a few thoughts with all of us today. And I've got so many just beautiful things on my heart. So many things are shifting and making more sense to me than ever before. Isn't that wonderful when things start to make sense? And I know it's happening to you too, because it's happening. And so since we're connected, the epiphanies that you're having and the things that are making sense that you're having, I don't always know exactly how it all happens, but I believe that it'll be happening for everybody. Because, you know, when I do go on Facebook and I see the quotes and things, I get really excited about all these quotes. And I'm like, whoa, is it just me, or is there a theme going on here? There always seems like there's some kind of a really cool, you know, theme happening all the time. And it's just beautiful. And I'm reading some principles. As you know or don't know, I've been reading a lot of Bob Proctor lately again. And I just recently bought a book that I've heard about so many times. You know, my yoga teachers told me about it. My meditation teachers taught me about it. I've seen people on Facebook talk about it. And there comes a point when you're like, okay. So that happened to me a few days ago. I was at a bookstore picking up some books that I bought for some Christmas gifts. A bunch of books came in. And all of a sudden, I walk over to the personal development area on relationships or something, and it says, bam, The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself by Michael A. Singer. And I'm like, okay, it's time, you know. So there's this big thing on Facebook as I post it, and everyone's chiming in. And I love it. I can't get enough of it. And so like I normally do, I just open, you know, I don't always, you know, follow the rules, like read all the pages in a row or chapters in a row, because I always think, well, let me just start here, and if it really gets me, I'll go back, you know. Maybe this is not the best way, but I have to read things a lot. I'm going to make a confession right now. I'm not a really fast reader at all. And, you know, I even took a speed reading class a couple times. I paid money. I learned all about the Evelyn Wood system and the process by which she reads really, really fast. And I have friends that read really, really fast. And I just can't do it. And so I don't even know why I'm telling you this right now, but I read slowly, and I read methodically, and I read out loud. And before I go on, I just want to shoot this out there, because everybody learns differently. We all have different, you know, I've studied a lot with David Wood, and I've studied a lot about 6 principles of accelerated learning. And I like to learn fast. I believe that we can. And when you speak out loud, you vibrate. If you put your hand on your solar plexus or your heart, your sternum, and you go, like the doctor says, say, do it right now. And you can feel your vibration. And so there's something about the vibration of a sigh, or you could say a sigh or a groan, or an aha out loud, an out loud aha, not just a quiet aha. Doesn't work the same. But try it right now. Put up one of your hands on your heart and say, aha. You see, there's a vibration. And I don't understand it exactly, but I do believe that when you say things out loud, you go, aha, or you go, Try that one. See, there's a vibration. There's something happening, and it goes deeper. It goes like, I guess, just go with me here. It goes kind of into your soul. It goes in. Aha. Those are those epiphanies. So groaning or sighing is one of the 6 principles. Laughing. If you can get to a place where you read a book and you start laughing out loud, and you're laughing, you're LOLing, like really, like figuratively and like whatever, literally and figuratively, you are rocking. Because laughing... Try it. It's crazy, but it opens you up. It's like, oh, it goes deep. And that's why laughing is so brilliant. Now, that's another step. A third step is crying. look, I know that in the old world they said, you know, real men don't cry. And my dad ever saw me crying. It's like, son, no crying. Maybe that's why I cry so much. I don't know, but all I know is that real humans, we cry, okay? And they can be for just joy, you know? Like, it's so funny to me sometimes where I will be out in nature and I'll be witnessing something in nature, and it will touch me so deeply that I will cry for the joy of the perfection of the creation of the gift from above. And I'm just in awe. And that's another one when you're in agape. When you're in agape, that's when agape means agape. It means your bottom jaw, check it out, drops, but your top teeth stay. And you go, ah, you're just in, ah, you're agape. And those are just beautiful things. So crying, laughing, singing. Oh, my gosh, singing. I have been singing so much lately, every single day. A lot during the day. I sing and I sing and I sing and I sing and I sing. And I got together with some dear friends the other day and we sang songs and I learned how to play a few chords on the guitar again. And I mean, wow, singing. So, and dancing. How often do you dance? Do you remember Peter Kelly on stage at Celebration? She would kind of do the shake, the Peter shake. She would shake, shake, shake. She would just get it out. And it's kind of one of her ways to get fully back into the present moment. And you wonder why she's doing it? Well, try it. It's awesome. So singing, dancing, laughing, crying, sighing. And then, of course, when you're reading something, who are you going to teach it to? If you think of someone, get a specific face, a name, a person, a human, a friend, that you're going to teach it to before you read it, somehow the mind says, hey, whoa, 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 they've got to remember this, okay? They've really got to remember this because they're going to teach it to you, Donna. They're going to teach it to Stephanie. They're going to teach it, right, to Debbie Beebe. And you better get it right when you're teaching it to Debbie Beebe because you don't want to mess it up, right? So you're looking at these things going, okay, I like to listen to the author say, read his book out loud or her book out loud and read their book at the same time. Why do I do that? It goes directly in. I proudly love my ADD. If I didn't have ADD, I'd be bored out of my mind, okay? But I've learned how to calm it down through meditation. I've learned how to just chill and let things go. And reading chapter 1 and 2 of The Untethered Soul, like I jumped right to chapter 19 and read it once, twice, three times. I'm on my fourth trip right now on the last chapter. And I just, I bought that book because of chapter 19. I didn't even know it was in there. Like, it's shifted. So much for me. But, okay, so those are good tears, by the way. As I've read chapter 1 and 2 and 3 now, it's like, whoa, I've been doing some really cool stuff. Like, I think my soul's becoming untethered somehow, you know? Like, and a bunch of people are telling me, Lanny, your soul's untethered, your soul's untethered, your soul's untethered. I don't even know what that means. I just want to be free to live my life and really honor people and be a person that really knows, not just, okay, knows I can leave other people, everyone I meet, everyone I come in contact with, better. Like, I can fill them up with more hope, with more happiness, with more goodness, with more abundance. And they leave me knowing that, wow, there's hope. There's more abundance. There's more happiness. There's more joy. There's more love, you know? And I love that. And so can you. And we can all do that. And that's what we do. That's who we are. Now, I want to read something. I was going to read, let's see, just a tiny bit here. Man, I don't want to read the last chapter of the book to you because I don't want to ruin it for you. I want you to get that book. Just know that I'll be talking more and more about The Untethered Soul, but I want to go to something in Bob Proctor's book, Let Go and Let God. This is what I'm supposed to deliver right now. Do you ever feel like you're on, you're really on, like you're in the zone? They say that, I was reading something one time, Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, and some of those great players, I think it was Wilt Chamberlain, they all said the same thing they said in basketball. There were special moments in their career, special moments when they felt like they were in the zone, when they felt like as they went to make that basket from wherever they were on the court, that the rim, the basket, the rim that the ball was going to go into actually grew in diameter, like a lot, like the size of a trash can, like 3 feet. And the ball they were pushing in it shrunk down to like a baseball. So how are you not going to make a baseball into a garbage can at that level? Because the basketball, that's almost the same size, right? Like, how do they do that? And so do you ever feel like that, that you're just on your game? There are moments when things are just clicking along and you feel that bliss. And you're like, okay, I got this. And then for whatever reason, you don't. You're off. You're like, oh. I remember Susan Sly called me and she's like, I'm having a wall-kicking moment. I'm like, what's going on? And I said, well, kick the wall. There's got to be a place where you put, like, I don't know, maybe we should all have that area in our house where it's not just drywall, but it's like we put something really strong there, like a metal filing cabinet or a rock or a tree. I don't know. Just kick something that, you know, you might not damage so much because, oh, my gosh, it's okay. But, you know, those moments you go in and out, in and out, in and out. And our job, you know, we think that, okay, so how do we stay in and why am I out? And we have this whole thing, well, okay, back to the untethered soul. Yeah, probably going to get that book pretty soon because it talks about it in chapters 1 and 2 a lot. But Bob Proctor touches on it. And I'm just going to read his words. And I don't expect you to agree with his belief in God or my belief in God or angels or the universe or how it all works, you know, whether it's prana or chi or light force or I don't know what or spirit. But whatever it is for you, please know. I completely honor you. Like the judgment from my heart has been ripped out. I just don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. Oh, do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? What is right anyway, right? So let's read from Bob Proctor, page 86. It's so brilliant. I hope you get his book. It's free at bobproctor.com, at least it used to be. Just order it. I think it costs like $1 on Amazon if you buy it used. You Were Born Rich, page 86. So he's talking about not forcing things, pushing and forcing and pushing. He says, here's why. There's a law. It says the force negates. So if you try to force something, it negates. It can't. Never can happen. So just let go and let God. That's the name of this chapter. Let go, let God. And he says you should read it 100 times until you understand it fully. And I'm on number, I read it 17 times 9 years ago. So I've read it 4 times lately. So that's 21 times. So I've got a little bit to go, right? 79 more times because. Remember, I'm a little slow. So here we go, in a good way. So 86, it says, as you've been going through, so I just talked about sometimes we have wall cooking moments, sometimes we're on, sometimes we're off, and sometimes we go off the grid for a while. Hi, everybody. I'm back. I feel like I was gone for a while, but, you know, it's all part of our journeys, right, wherever we've been. So he says, understand, my friends, that if you should falter for any reason and go your own way, I'm not just talking about for like 7 years. Oh, did I just say that? Or 40 days. I'm talking about 40 minutes. I'm talking about 4 minutes. I'm talking about any time you get off and start thinking incorrect thoughts and you're mean to yourself and you're thinking. Here's what he says. And you should go your own way. The instant you recognize your error and reaffirm your image, he says, quote, spirit will pick up right where it left off when you chose to take over the controls. Then you will be instantaneously back in the right vibration and on the correct pathway leading to success in your life. And then he says, follow these instructions. Step one, relax. Well, I'm going to add breathe. Relax, breathe, and see yourself already in possession of the good that you desire. And number two, let go and let God. Those are his instructions. I just honor you. I honor your journey. I honor me. I honor my journey. I love that the moment I realized that I was off in any way, the instant, the breath. Let's take a breath together on three. One, two, three. Breathe it in. Hold it. Breathe it out. One more. Push your belly out this time when you breathe in. One, two, three, breathe in. Really fill it up, fill it up, fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. Hold it. Just a little more air. Whoa. And out. Our bodies love it so much we don't do it enough. One more just because we can. One, two, three, breathe in. The minute we relax and breathe and see ourselves already in possession of the good that we desire, we go back. We are so loved. We are so loved. Let me just read this one idea, and then I'll end. It says, if in fact there is a God, and your God is love, and love cannot do anything else than love, it can't judge, it can only love, and your God is in ecstasy all the time, then there's nothing you can do about it. And if God is always in ecstasy, I wonder what he sees when he looks at you. You know, why is it so wonderful that we are happy, that I'm happy? I choose to be happy. I am happy. Why is it so exciting to attract the right people into my life? I choose to attract the right people into my life. I am the right person that's attracting the right people into my life. And lastly, I'm just reading some of my affirmations. Why is it so easy to love people? And myself, and my God. I choose to love people, and myself, and my God. I am loved. Thanks, everyone, for being here today, and for singing so boldly and wonderfully, happy birthday to our sweet Udonna. It's my wish that we don't pray for sunshine, that we pray sunshine. And we don't pray for blessings. The word for negates. It means it's not there already. So we don't pray for blessings. We pray blessings. We don't pray for love. We pray love. So beautiful. So I'm just so grateful for all of you. I hope you have just a wonderfully whimsical Wednesday. And live your life and just be out there and share and connect and love. I mean, that's why we're here, to enjoy it. Not then, now. Not when, but now. So guys, thanks. Tomorrow we'll have the amazing Casey Pluff on the call. And you won't want to miss that for sure. So I'm sending you nothing but pure blessings of joy and love and gratitude and success And yes, wild abundance is yours. It's your birthright. It's your actual birthright. You're supposed to be wealthy. You're supposed to be abundant. We are. As soon as we're ready, it'll come.
Okay, here we go.
All right, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
I can hear it.